Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all, hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming. Ain't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things come and for whom we live, and there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things come and through whom we live. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, December 13th, 2021. I am excited about today's broadcast. I have a good friend on the phone lines with me, and I'm excited how God's using him, how God has used him, and the future looks very bright as he's involved in a number of different projects. And so with me on the phone lines is Phil Shepherd, and I'm going to read from the back of a book that he and Moody Publishers have just produced, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to be able to interview Phil, who's a former board member with Great News Radio. He's known as Mr. Haney. Those of you that are familiar with Green Acres from years gone by, he always would bring equipment and tools and expertise, and he served this radio ministry for so many years. Our WLUJ family of stations know Phil from various share-a-thons. He's been on the Moody Broadcasting Network. But at least I digress too much more, Phil. I want to read from the back cover of your new book, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer, compiled by Phil Shepherd. So we're going to learn about A.W. Tozer, his passion for prayer, and how Phil put this all together. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. But from the back cover, it reads, Phil Shepherd served for many years as operation manager for Moody Radio, which one of his duties was to digitize the recordings of 400 Tozer sermons now available for free download through moodyaudio.com. Phil carefully selected the prayers included in this volume. He and his wife Nora have 3 grown children and 9 grandchildren and make their home in the west suburbs of Chicago. But as I mentioned, in fact, Phil, I get so excited when we get to talk and share. You are our network director overseeing the whole transition of the acquisition of the WLUJ family of stations. And you were on our very first historic broadcast on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996, when we launched WGNN at the time to God's glory. You've been there through all these many years, 26 plus years, and a friendship before then. And I'm excited to share you with our listeners and our 19 frequencies. Mark and Friends is heard at 7:32 a.m. with a 7:32 p.m. re-airing. So I hope a lot of people will learn of this book, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer, and as mentioned, compiled by Phil Shepherd. So, Phil, thank you for joining me on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and it's so fun to share you with our listeners because we've had so many stories over these many years of seeing God provide for the radio ministry and the crucial, instrumental, unique role that you've played, wearing many caps, doing many things. And so I'm really going to give you some time to talk about A.W. Tozer and why you compiled these prayers of his and how you're seeing it being used of God to touch people all over the world. So, Phil, thank you for joining me and talk to us about A.W. Tozer.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for having me on. That's very, very special to be able to have this opportunity And you mentioned the very first broadcast back in 1996. I think, my goodness, we were just a couple of young boys then.
Yes.
But yes, we've experienced a lot of life together in serving our Lord. And so we're thankful that here in 2021, we still got our hands on the plow and we're still plowing furrows for Him.
Amen.
But A.W. Tozer, this goes back to 1981, 40 years ago, when I was working for WDLM in East Moline, Illinois, my first radio position. I was working at John Deere in the factory building corn planters, and on the weekend working at the Christian radio station. But it was there that I first heard messages of A.W. Tozer, and I found this man, he was speaking about God as though he knew Him. Now you say that's absurd. Of course, Christian knows God. This guy, he had a relationship with God that was tangible in my mind, and it created such a heart, a burning heart, to get to know God even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started copying these messages, and I would listen to them, and I would share them with people. Well, when I came to Chicago, or went to Chicago at the time in 1983 to radio station WMBI, I inquired about that. Well, they had mastered maybe close to 100 of the 400-plus messages that they had that were given to them back in the 1970s by the guy who recorded them at Tozer's church in the 1950s. So these were a special library. So I was the one who kind of picked it up. And throughout the mid-80s, I kind of became the Tozer expert at Moody Bible Institute, for those who would listen to me. But I began to work with these messages, and then over the next three decades, worked at home, little by little, feast or famine, and I started to make permanent copies. In 2018, May of 2018, I was able to finish the last message and then upload them all on the moodyaudio.com website so people around the world could benefit from hearing them as well. But I retired at the end of 2019 from Moody Radio, and the Lord brought to my attention one of A.W. Tozer's prayers. And it was that I had listened to his messages preaching to the congregation for over three decades.
Mm-hmm.
But I had never been caught or captured by his prayer. And his prayer stood out, and it was a different voice that I heard that morning. And little did I know that the Lord was tugging or directing me in my heart to go through and find all the prayers from his pulpit that I could find. And over the next 5 months, I transcribed them verbatim and basically formatted as such that Moody Publishers said, this needs to be published. So a contract was given to me, and then I created the chapters and the intros, and I did all of that. And last October, 2020, I submitted the manuscript. And they work with about a one-year lead time, and so it was just released in November.
Yeah, it was kind of fun when I received my copy from Moody Publishers. I called you up right away because I think I responded within minutes of getting the mail, and you're like, uh-huh. Wow, it's really out. I haven't even seen it in its entirety. And I said, oh, Phil, it's great. It's a wonderful size. I like the cover, nice hardcover. Oh. And
well, they believe that it needed to have a feel commensurate with the ministry, the perceived ministry of A.W. Tozer.
Mm-hmm.
A.W. Tozer, you asked me earlier about this man. A.W. Tozer, he was born in 1897, and he lived until 1963, so just about my age when he left this earth. But he was a self-taught man. He didn't go to seminary or Bible college. He read books. He studied the church fathers centuries ago. He was acquainted with the poets and literature of the ages and church hymnody. And so from this base, he formulated his theology, his beliefs in God. And so from when he became a Christian when he was 17, he was in a revival meeting, and he was convicted terribly, but he didn't go forward. He went home, and there was no one, no other Christians in his house. He said he went up to the attic, and in the attic, he sought after God and came to Christ in the attic of his home when he was 17. Well, fast forward, you know, even 15 years, he came to Chicago as the pastor of the Southside Christian and Missionary Alliance Church, And he pastored there for 31 years. And during those 31 years, he wrote editorials, even in the 1930s, but the 40s and 50s, prolific in writing. In 1948, he wrote a book called The Pursuit of God. Many Christian leaders will say that's in their top 10 books to have because of the description of what it is like for one to pursue God. And God can be pursued, and he can be apprehended. And that started his number of books. But he was a regular at Wheaton College and at the Moody Bible Institute. In fact, recently rediscovered a week of messages that he gave to the students of Moody in November of 1949. And from that, Dr. William Culbertson, the president of Moody during those years, gave him a radio program on WMBI in Chicago. So here's this pastor in a little church on the south side of Chicago, and he had a half hour every Saturday morning on WMBI covering the entire Midwest called From the Pastor's Study. So he had this prominence throughout the 1950s, and these prayers come from his church services from the 1950s. The prayers were not read. These are from his heart, and they are greatly moving. And they are prayers that have moved me and influenced me and are influencing others now by reading them.
And one of these prayers, we have it all queued up, as they say, you were able to find, and this is exactly what is recorded in the book, the exact words that he used as he prayed. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to share that with our listeners. So some of you, or probably most of you, have never heard the voice of A.W. Tozer, but you've read some of his resources or his books. My favorite all-time book of A.W. Tozer is Knowledge of the Holy. And usually every 2 or 3 or 5 years, I pull that out, and it's dog-eared, and, you know, I just love it. But this is an actual prayer that he prayed, and this is how you've recounted or compiled them in this book, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer. So here's A.W. Tozer, and which one have you picked out for us, Phil?
Yes, it's from a message, Discovering the Loveliness of Christ. It was from April of 1957.
Here is A.W. Tozer.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Thou knowest we live in a world where perils and dangers are on every hand, and life is short and time is fleeting and judgment is coming, and Satan is busy. All the fiends are squaring themselves across the path, trying to prevent us from going ahead. But we hear Thee calling from the mountain peak, and we want to know Thee in the power of Thy resurrection and the fellowship of Thy suffering and be made conformable unto Thy death. And we want to know the beauty and wonder that is Thee.
Wow, Phil, that's just amazing to hear his voice. This is a prayer that he prayed during a Sunday service, and you've recounted these in your book, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer, compiled by Phil Shepherd. And I know, Phil, because we've talked about this, that you're getting responses because you have a Facebook page from people all over the world. And when I say all over the world, like Nigeria and Guatemala, I mean different parts of the world where it's not just one or two people. It could be 40 from this country and 30 from here. And so tell us a little about how God not only put it on your heart to compile these 100 prayers of A.W. Tozer, but to start really a ministry work.
Yes. Well, after compiling these prayers, I spent 5 months initially doing that, and then the rest of the work of formulating the chapters and the headings, and it just took a lot. So it was I worked until the end of October. So I got to the first of the year, and I thought, people, they're more likely to want to read Tozer than listen to him. I've got the messages out there, and I tell people that they're out there, but I think if I was to post these. So what I did was I thought, well, I can at least transcribe a message a week, because it takes me about 4 or 5 hours to do one message, to get it properly formatted and such, and transcribed verbatim. These prayers are all verbatim, just as he gave them, and so are these messages. So once I started doing that and posting to TozerTalks.com, I thought, well, I've got to get people to come to this. And so I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and make a Tozer Talks Facebook page. And so I started that within a week back in January of this year. And what I do on the Facebook page is I excerpt the message of the week. Every other day, I will excerpt one or two paragraphs so people can get an idea of what's in the message. The hope is that they read the post, and at the end, they get the link to go to the message. And there, they can play it and listen to it, or they can read it, or they can do both. Mm-hmm. And I just added PDF downloads, so a person can actually download it to their mobile device and kind of take it where they want. But as you mentioned, the outreach, there's nothing more than blows me away that the messages that used to sit on my hard drive solely are now in the hearts and minds of people in the pulpit and people in the pew around the world. The number one country would be the United States. Number two country is the Philippines. Mm. 50 of the followers of the Tozer Talks Facebook page are in the Philippines. 48 of them are in Nigeria. In fact, the top 10 countries, four of them are in Africa. And so when I see that, and when I go through the list of all of the followers, it just amazes me. You know, you can click on them and you can see who, where they're at and what they're doing and what they're thinking on their Facebook posts. And it just fascinates me that I'm dialoguing with people in Rwanda, a seeker out in Colorado who has questions about following Christ. And so it's just amazing. And, you know, and I thought I was going to retire. Well, I'll do that someday.
Well, Phil, I was going to come back to that because when you said in 2019 you retired, well, that was kind of a bonus for Great News Radio and the WLUJ family of stations because God raised you up at just the time when we needed a lot of help and assistance to pull that all together and to bring these 19 stations under the umbrella of Great News Media. And you were very uniquely equipped and able to help us. You were our network operator and served on our radio board. So I'm just so excited to share this new book, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer, compiled by Phil Shepherd, because I know your integrity, your passion for the Lord, your desire to reach the lost and equip the saints. And for our listeners, so should they go to TozerTalks.com or go to their Facebook page and like and become aware of this ministry? Is it Facebook, then Tozer Talks?
Yeah, the Tozer Talks Facebook page has links on it at the end of every post to connect back to TozerTalks.com. And you can go to TozerTalks.com directly, and on the menu you can see past messages, and you can easily get to any of the almost 50 messages that I posted already this year. And the good thing is I've got enough messages to last till 2029. So as the Lord gives me strength to continue to transcribe, I'm the one that's benefiting. I'm growing. And, Mark, when I studied A.W. Tozer's prayers, it changed my life. It showed me that one can approach God because the basic foundation is that God is for me. Mm-hmm. He loves me. He's compassionate. His love is steadfast. And if your God is one that loves you, then you're going to go to him in prayer. If your God is not that, if your God is one that you're fearful of, you're not going to feel comfortable going to him in prayer because you just don't have a grasp that his love is overwhelming. And I think that A.W. Tozer's prayers bring structure to prayer, and they give you an appreciation for who God is. And that's what moved me. I had to get these in print, and many others have confirmed that by their response.
So, Phil, how does somebody pick up a copy of this book that was just recently released, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer?
Well, I think any Christian bookseller has it. Amazon.com is probably the biggest one. ChristianBooks.com, ChristianBook.com. MoodyPublishers.com is the publisher of the book. So any of these sites, it gets you all to the same place.
And again, if we can drive our listeners to TozerTalks.com, is there a link also there so they can not only get all these various resources and the PDFs that I think people will be very interested in, but is there a link or a way to purchase the book at TozerTalks.com?
the PDFs are there, but I have been slow to be a self-promoter on the Tozer Talk site. I'm very altruistic. I want it to be free of ass. But maybe I'm missing an opportunity for people to make it convenient to get to these resources. But yes, at this point, no, it's not. Amazon.com is probably the easiest way for people to connect with the book. Oh, by the way, on Amazon.com, you can read the first chapter, and you can also hear the audiobook, which I was blessed to be able to record it. So it's been recorded and for Audible. But there's a sample there, and you can hear me reading the introduction and one prayer. But you can also read the entire first chapter on the Amazon.com.
Phil, I opened up with 1 Corinthians 8:6. Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things come and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. Why did you suggest I open up the program with that verse?
Because it tells us that all things come from God the Father, and we exist for Him. That's the purpose for living. I know a popular book in the last 10, 12 years said that our purpose-driven life is because God created us so He can love us. God created you and I so we could be worshipers. And that verse is the verse that brings that home to me. And if you read it with the second part where it says, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things and through whom we exist. Look at that. And I read it in the NASB, but God the Father, everything comes from Him and it comes through Christ to us. And clearly shows me the relationship of God the Father. Yes, they're three in one with the Holy Spirit, but yet everything comes from God the Father, and it comes through our relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ.
Well, in this book, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer, he connects with God through prayer, through that intimacy of intercession, through talking and sharing and listening. And that's what's so special about this book. It's the recounting. You've compiled A.W. Tozer's prayers that he delivered during a Sunday message. But yet it's also maybe instructive or inspirational or an encouragement for us to read someone else's prayers, because it assists us as we pray and think about prayer.
Well, Mr. Tozer once said that people have said that you shouldn't pray what someone else has written. He said it should be out of your heart. But he said, remember that 150 of the Psalms are prayers. And I thought, that's right. But what his prayers do for us, Mark, is that at best they can teach us how to pray, and then you in your spirit can then have a spontaneous utterance of prayer prompted by one of the Psalms in the Bible or one of the prayers that A.W. Tozer poured out to God on behalf of his congregation.
Amen and amen. The book is titled Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer, compiled by Phil Shepherd. And thank you, Phil, for the service you've done for this radio ministry and for the body of Christ at large and the various things that you're doing and how God is working in and through you. So we appreciate you so much. And this would be a wonderful Christmas gift or a gift for your pastor or neighbor or friend. It's titled Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer, compiled by Phil Shepherd. And thank you, Phil, for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And we're encouraged by all the different things you're doing. And yeah, retirement, I don't see that for another 20 years for you.
Well, yes, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Phil Shepherd with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.